AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's racing preview. We're going to look ahead to a fantastic Monday of action with a very good card over in Leopardstown and good racing at Newbury as well. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is 19-time champion jockey AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
Good, thanks.
You enjoyed the racing over the Christmas period. It's been fantastic in both the UK and in Ireland, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great racing. Hasn't been overly successful from my point of view, but hopefully today will be better, so we look forward to today.
And your big ride of the day on board Jeski against Hurricane Fly, that must be something you really look forward to today.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, he's probably one horse that I'll be looking forward to riding over the Christmas period, so yeah, it'll be a good crash, that's for sure.
Okay, well, that's at 1.25. We're going to get AP's thoughts on the full card at Leopardstown and the Chalo Novices Hurdle at Newbury. So we'll start in the 12.20 at Leopardstown, which is a Martinstown opportunity handicap chase. It's over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And the betting this morning is headed by On the Shannon, who's 5-2, 6-1 for Vive La France. Knock Along is 7-1, 9-1 for Down Under. Polly Wally Doodle is at 10s and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Not the easiest start from a betting angle, AP. What would you recommend in the 12-20?
No, it's not the easiest start, as you say, but I suppose you probably have to start with On the Shannon. He ran well last time at Torres when he was second to Federici at Torres, as I said. That was a decent enough run. Montana Slim is another one. Down the bottom of the weights, ran okay. When he ran at Ferry House, he finished fourth. That was an okay run as well. Of the others you mentioned, I suppose, Knock Along ran okay. The last thing he ran over hurdles at Galway. That was a little while ago. The other one I thought was maybe JP's other horse, Down Under. He was sixth at Ferry House last time, over 3 miles, five, dropping back and trip by a mile should probably help him. I think On the Shannon is the one they have to beat. I think the betting's probably got it right.
Okay, On the Shannon. In the opener, the 12.55 is the second race. This is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, and Windsor Park is the 5-4 favourite. 3-1 for Royal Caviar. Riviera Sun is 10s. 11-1 for Fort Smith. Rogue Trader is 12-1. 14s for Mike McCann and Wildebeest, and then 18-1 or bigger prices for the others. Pretty short price favourite in Windsor Park. Royal Caviar, the next one in as well. And then your ride, AP, Riviera Sun, who had some decent enough bumper form behind Shane's Hill a couple of times and an encouraging enough start over hurdles at Ferry House. Can you see him getting involved here?
Yeah, he ran okay, as you said, at Ferry House over 2 miles too. He's stepping up another 2 furlongs. He's got the experience having had a run over hurdles now, so hopefully that will stand him in good stead. Yeah, so hopefully he can put up a good show. There's no doubt that Windsor Park looks a fair horse. He won a bumper quite well last time in Galway. And obviously starting off then a maiden hurdle, he definitely looks a smart prospect. The other one you mentioned was Royal Caviar. Obviously William Mullins, he won well when he won, or he was second, sorry, last time at Ferry House behind Tycoon Prince. That was an okay run. I'm sure he'll probably improve for the 2.5 miles and going jumping as well. And of the others, I suppose Fort Smith might be one. Rogue Trader is obviously an interesting one of Charlie Swan's, running in the Magna Cutters. He won a bumper last time at Navan. That wasn't a bad run. But it's all about Windsor Park. There's no doubt he'll kick all the beating, I would think, if he jumps well.
Okay. Windsor Park then to take the beating in 12.55. The big race of the afternoon is the 1.25. This is the Ryanair Hurdle, which is a grade one over 2 miles. It's Hurricane Fly against Jeski. Hurricane Fly heads the betting at 5-6. Jeski is 11-8. 20-1 for Tiger Roll, 33s for Arctic Fire and 66s or bigger for the others. Jeski looked as if he had the measure of Hurricane Fly at the back end of last season, AP, but was beaten by him on reappearance in the Morgiana. Can you turn the tables today?
Yeah, hopefully so. I mean, there's a little bit of a thought there to think that Jeski might be a better horse later in the year, just purely how it panned out last season. Corey Can Fly beat him in Punchestown on their reappearance. He beat him in this race last year. But hopefully we can turn the tables, you know. Hopefully, you know, Chesky's obviously the younger horse. Hopefully he's got the benefit of the run now. Yeah, and I think he's, you know, good enough value. I think it very much looks a match, obviously. So I'm obviously in the Jet Ski camp. You know, there's only seven runners, so it's only the first two really are of any interest. So I'm going with Jet Ski to beat Hurricane Fly.
Good, Jet Ski to beat Hurricane Fly in the 125. Then the 2 o'clock is the next race. This is the European Breeders Fund Novice Handicap Hurdle over 2.5 miles, and People's Park heads the betting at 7-2, 13-2 for Sir Abbott. A sizing network is also 13-2, 7s for Lord Scoundrel. Bentelimar is 11-1, and 8 to late is also 11s, 12s or bigger for the others. You've ride Sir Abbott here, AP. What do you make of your chances in that race?
Yeah, I'm riding Sir Abbott, and he ran okay last time at Ferry House behind Waxy Darrell. He was only beaten 4 lengths when he finished third. That was a decent run. Hopefully he's got a good chance. I obviously would like to ride People's Park, but I can't do the weight in him, so that's the reason why I'm not riding him. And he won well at Ferry House last time. He only just won, but he looked like a horse that was improved for the experience. And now that he's got the hang of winning, he looks like he could win again. I definitely think he's the horse that they all have to beat. That's for sure on his Ferry House run. The other one, I suppose, is Lord Scoundrel of Gordon Elliott's. Ran okay when behind late duties last time at Navan. That was a decent run from him. And I suppose maybe the other one you'd mention is maybe Jibby Two Times. He's had some decent form as well, and he won well when he won at Clonmel last time in a maiden hurdle. As I said, if I could do the weight in People's Park, I'd want to ride him. So I think People's Park's the one.
Okay, People's Park in the 2 o'clock. The 2:35 is the fifth race on the card. This is a Grade 3 mare's hurdle over 2.5 miles, and Carrigmore on Rock is the 11-4 favourite. 3-1 for Anna Liffey. Princess Leia is 7-2. 5-1 for Fairy Tale Theatre, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. The betting suggesting that there's only three or four of them that we should concentrate on here, AP, and Carrigmore on Rock at the top of the market won a listed race last time. Do you see her stepping up into Grade 3 company here and winning again?
Yeah, I can see that. I actually won her last time at Newbury, and she won well, stuck at it well, beat a V-spell of Alan Keynes. I thought that was a good run. I was quite impressed with her. Definitely think she's not a bad mare. Of the others, I suppose Princess Leela is another one that I suppose has a very good chance of Margaret Mullins's. She's some good form as well. Winning last time at Ferry House, and looked like one that was improving. She beat Shan Two Ed, who won the handicap hurdle at Leopardstown yesterday. So the form is pretty good, and it's been franked as well. Keppel's Queen, another one to give a squeak to Fairy Tale Theatre. I was impressed with Karen Warner Rock when she went to Newbury, and I think she'll take all the beat in the game. But I'm definitely, I think with Shan Two Ed winning at Leopardstown and Frank and Princess Leela's form, I think I'm just going to go for Princess Leela.
Okay, Princess Leia then in the 2:35. The 3:05 is the next race, another big race set to look forward to at Leopardstown. This is the Topaz Novice Chase, which is a Grade 1 over 3 miles, and Don Poley is the 5-2 market leader. 4-1 for Marla Beach. Shanahan's Turn is 5-1. 11-2 for the Tullow Tank. 7s for Apache Stronghold. 8s for Lots of Memories, and 11s for Very Wood. 7 of them in the lineup here, AP. It's hard to really rule any of them out with any kind of confidence. It's a good renewal, this, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Obviously, we'll start with the favourite, Don Poley. He won well enough last time at Gorham Park, beat Wounded Warrior. Looked a pretty solid jumper in that front, so he's a pretty solid horse. I quite like Mallet Beach. Thought he won well enough when he won at Punchestown last time. Was a decent hurdler, and Gordon Elliott's horse was flying, so I definitely think he's definitely one to keep the right side of. Lots of Memories won okay when he won at Navan. Henry de Bomb had another one having a great run. And the other two that were disappointing, obviously Very Wood was a Cheltenham Festival winner, but was very disappointing behind Shannon Turn last time. And the Tullow Tank was very disappointing at
at Ferry House as well in the Drinmore. So I'm going to go for Mallet Beach on his run at Punchestown last time. I thought he was a progressive horse, and I liked the way he won there.
Okay, Mallet Beach then in the 3:05. And the final race at Leopardstown this afternoon is the 3:35. We finish here with a 2 mile bumper, and Vigil is the 4-6 market leader. Bells Hill is 5-2, 6-1 for Altipix, 10-1 for Sullen. Solar Tentive, easy for me to say, and then 25-1 Bar.
It's not easy to pronounce Solar Tentive. Yeah. I was looking at that earlier as well, but he actually looks an okay horse. Solar Tentive, he won all right when he won all right when he won the first time, and he was second there last time at Killarney. But I think this is probably a step up in class for him. I think it revolves around Vigil and purely on his Cheltenham Festival fifth behind Silver Concord, and it's interesting that he hasn't ran since. And Dermot Wells bringing him back here to run the bumper. That's very solid for him. Not being original like we are, Bell's Hill of William Mullins is obviously one that we need to keep an eye on, having won well at Turnus last time. Well, he won ahead, but battled on well enough to be a real tough horse. And I suppose he's, you know, William Mullins is obviously the king of the bumpers in Ireland, but I think Vigil has got, you know, the form of the Cheltenham bumper form is fantastic, and if he runs to that kind of level, then I think he'll win.
Okay. The final race we're going to look at is at Newbury. We go there for their 2:10, which is the Shallow Novices Hurdle. It's a grade one over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, and Vita de Rock is 9-4 at the top of the market. 11-4 for Black Lion. Parlour Games is 7-2. 6-1 for Arpege de Lenne. Native River is 9-1 and 12-1 for One Track Mind. Some of these in very good form, AP, the likes of Vita de Rock and Native River and Black Lion all coming into this in winning form. So is Parlour Games. Arpege de Lenne could be anything. It's another good race, isn't it, today?
Yeah, it's a good race. Yeah, we'll start with Parlour Games and Black Lion. I think that's where we should start. Pyro Games beat Black Lion back at the November meeting at Cheltenham, and Black Lion came out and stepped up and tripped and won very well at Cheltenham this time, so the form of that race is pretty strong. Vita de Rock battled on well at Sandown last time when he beat Shantou Bob, and looks like a horse that will improve again for stepping up a little bit and trip. I think the others kind of all have to improve, really, and I think the race really revolves around those three. And I was very impressed with how Black Lion won last time at Cheltenham. I thought he looked an improving horse, and I think he'll take all the beating, so I think Black Lion for me.
Okay, Black Lion in the 2:10 at Newbury. Thank you very much, AP. Good luck today over in Leopardstown, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.